We've heard this hour from UMass professors and administrators and the commissioner just now about the many challenges facing this university, but there is one more, which Professor Ernie May just touched on earlier, the university's facilities, the infrastructure. UMass has a lot to be proud of on this point, the new science buildings and the dorms, for example, and with more in the pipeline. Just yesterday, a university committee approved borrowing for a new 1,500-bed dorm here. But it's clear UMass has plenty of work to do, too. It's all very familiar to me here, as I went to this school in the 70s. I took a walk across the campus yesterday to visit some old classrooms where I found that little has changed. There's been no updating. A recent outside engineering study found that 50% of the buildings on campus were in fair to poor condition in terms of their usefulness. And there is, by some estimates, $1 billion in deferred maintenance on these buildings. But I have to say the biggest irony is the appearance and the usefulness of the building we're standing next to now, one of the most historically prized buildings on campus and certainly the most picturesque, given that it's sitting next to the campus pond. It's called Old Chapel. This Victorian-style building looks great, but it's just a facade. Its granite face was crumbling for years, so not too long ago, the university fixed the iron supports for the walls and the tower and even reopened a local quarry in order to replace the stone face. So like parts of this university, it appears perfect, but the interior was never fixed, so the building remains closed to almost all uses. You have to walk into the campus store to see how it's still useful. Because it's so pretty, Old Chapel is depicted on the priciest of memorabilia, the clocks, the mirrors, and the like. Let's say it's not on the shot glasses. The university has repeatedly said it would like to fix up and reopen Old Chapel if it can find what it needs for so many other things on campus, the money.